It's a Tuesday. What are we doing Tuesdays? We head to FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And today we are talking with the spiritual care coordinator at FHN. Sean Huguenin is back with us again today. Hey, Sean, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning to you, Scott, and good morning, FHN community.
I know it's always great to talk to you. And, of course, this time of year it's an important topic, how to handle grief during the holidays and incorporate gratitude into the season as well. Let's talk about grief first. It sometimes feels awkward because, you know, the holidays are traditionally a time for joy. What kinds of grief might a person be experiencing this time of year, Sean?
Yeah, well, you know, there are many factors in the last couple of years, you can imagine. You know, we're dealing with oppression with people due to the COVID, as well as a significant amount of loss in different families' lives. And, you know, it could be everything from a death of a person to significant animals. And also in addition to other types of loss we've got to look at, too. You know, we know a lot of people were affected with jobs and just material possession losses during this holiday. And also, you know, the holiday can bring back memories that can be very painful, even if the loss was a while ago. This year, we noticed that there's been a lot of identity loss. We have caregivers that were caring for loved ones and others that lives were lost, as well as a lot of people lost their social statuses due to the COVID, and it's been very impacting.
What is it about the holidays, Sean, that can intensify these feelings?
It might be a, you know, emotion of grief seems out of place. We don't often look at holidays as a time of grieving, but a time of joy. Therefore, it can be even more uncomfortable. Second, you know, this time we're going into our second year of the pandemic that we're dealing with holiday seasons. And although folks may still be separated, some may still be a little more comfortable with getting together. But I think there's a differences in the family and the comfortabilities, you know, such as, you know, who's masking, who's vaccinated, et cetera, and how each individual family member feels about that. I think that can cause some tension within family situations right now.
And what's the solution here? Should people just toughen up and just get tough about it and just tough their way through the holidays?
No, I think what people need to do is to be honest with one another. Be, you know, this is a time to respect boundaries and don't dismiss feelings. You know, if you're grieving, you know, you need to let your loved ones know what's you're going through and to help them understand. And also to respect others that you know are grieving. You know, ask somebody, you know, what can I do for you? How can I help you?
What about, and how about on that subject, how should friends and families act around a person who's grieving?
You know, to take cues from a person that's grieving, like I mentioned earlier, you know, it's just respecting them boundaries, to be open and honest. Communication is always the key in understanding each person's grief and process and triggers, as we all grieve differently.
And what are really some positive ways to grieve? And why is it important to allow that emotion?
I think owning it is very important. Not owning an emotion can be damaging, at least not being honest with yourself about it. By owning, we can address and look at the ways and take our grief from what it is about, you know, and reflecting on the person, place, or thing that has caused it. It's basically about processing it during this time and to address it.
I know that this year and any holiday, it's always tough when you have the first holiday without that person, right?
It's very hard because usually that person played a key role not only in your life individually, but usually around a holiday, they probably played a key role in traditions that happen within a family, especially if it was a patriarch or matriarch or somebody close to the family. They, you know, our loved ones are part of who we are, and when they're not there anymore, there is a significant void and loss, and especially going into the first year of holidays and how to address that and how to fill that void.
We're talking to spiritual care coordinator at FHN, Sean Huguenin, on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Sean, let's switch to the other one. Let's switch from grieving to gratitude and talk about why it is important to ensure that we're grateful here at the holidays.
Well, gratitude can help with grief and can help take kind of like that crazy busyness out of the season that we usually go through during, especially Christmas time and everything, and the holidays, kind of, you know, the one big rush. Traditions are usually a time to honor. It's not looking at what we lost, but what we have, especially in a time like this where people have lost just so much.
And what if you're not, if people around you or you're not feeling grateful, what's a remedy for that?
I'd say to slow down and count on blessings. We often look at, you know, the holidays as like I said, a time of being grateful, and then when there's grief, we kind of deal with that. But to be gratitude, what we can do is I kind of go back to a quote. I had a conversation with Mark Gridley, our president and CEO, and he brought up a comment that was very significant to me, and that is the term memento mori. It basically stands for remember, you must die, but it is a Latin phrase that goes back to the early Stoics as a form of wisdom to help us, and motivational reminder to celebrate and pursue the meaning of life. So when I think of gratitude, it's not to look at the things we don't have in life as a negative or bad, but to understand it and the importance that it actually played to us. So, you know, the loss meant something to us. We are who we are. And to find gratitude in the time of a season like this when we're dealing with possible loss, it's actually looking at the blessing of what that did to us and to be grateful for all that we do have and to honor, reflect that tradition and that legacy.
You know, and I think we take things for granted here in this country as well. You know, when I think about it, I remember back in late August when I saw the refugees in Afghanistan and the problems that they were having. And now more recently, the tornadoes that went through Kentucky. And, you know, those folks are going to have nothing here at Christmas. And, you know, we take what we have for granted oftentimes, don't we?
I think we do, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it really does help just to get outside of our own bubble and our own world and see what's going on outside around us. And I think, you know, the media at times allows us to see that. You know, we were able to witness the devastation that happened down south with the tornadoes and to, you know, to feel for them and to be able to come out there and be a source of comfort and hopefully help as we see many, many people jump into the cause to help them. And I really think that speaks volumes to who we are and, you know, our ability to help and to show, you know, by reaching out and helping. It also, you know, teaches our kids things too.
Well, and let's talk about that, because that's a hard one. So how can parents help their kids understand the importance of gratitude, and can you force them to have gratitude?
Well, I think the forcing is hard, but I think we can model it. I think, you know, our children are little magnets and sponges that absorb what goes on around them. And I think if we can be the right models for them and teach them gratitude by, you know, helping neighbors to say grace at mealtimes, to show them that we are thankful for the little things that we have, and bringing them around the right people. You know, right now, this time of year, if you're spiritual, there's church services and functions that are going on, or participate at a local food pantry and toy drives to show them that there are people out there that are a lot less fortunate than them, and to be grateful for what we do have. You know, it's kind of to look at your left and your right, your front and your back. For it's all that we have that we can give, that we are grateful for at this time, and that's pretty much each other.
You know, and I think that people as well should think about that. Maybe they could talk to somebody and maybe get some outside help if they're having some issues here with the holidays. Where could people turn to, Sean, if they need help during the holiday? And that's something that you recommend people. I think a lot of people are afraid of doing that.
Absolutely. And you know, the holidays and any significant emotional dates can be very hard on people who have had a significant loss in their life. You know, it is always your spiritual leaders. We have friends and families that we can confide in. Your healthcare provider is also a good resource that we don't often look at, as well as counseling centers. Here at FHN, we have support groups that are available and other resources that are available at www.fhn.org. And, you know, it's basically remembering the whole trueness of what this season is about, and that's our reconciliation, and that's whether that's reconciliation one person's self or the coming together to celebrate life, family, through love and togetherness with those around you that you love.
All right. Great. Great to talk to you, Sean. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to you and your loved ones as well.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you as well, Scott, and the FHN community. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Sean Huguenin, Spiritual Care Coordinator at FHN here this morning. This is The Morning Mess.